What not to do. Mistaking hesitation for laziness or lack of calling one mistake in ministry genogram conversations is mistaking hesitation for laziness or lack of calling. A person may feel drawn toward ministry, leadership, education, marriage repair, parenting growth, emotional honesty, or a new responsibility. But when the opportunity comes, they pause, they delay. They second guess themselves. They say, I don't know if I can do this. A shallow response might be, you just need more faith, or stop making excuses, or if God called you, you would be more confident. Those responses can wound people. Sometimes hesitation is not rebellion. Sometimes it is the fear of beginning without a model. If no one in a person's family line led spiritually, leadership may feel unfamiliar. If no one apologized after conflict, repair may feel awkward. If no one pursued education, school may feel intimidating. If no one built a stable marriage, covenant faithfulness may feel possible in theory, but strange in practice. A ministry genogram can help identify those missing models. But the leader must be careful. We do not use the genogram to excuse avoidance forever. We also do not use it to shame the person into action. We help them discern what is happening. A helpful question is this hesitation about disobedience, fear, lack of support, lack of skill, missing models, or timing? That question slows the conversation down. It helps the person name the difference between unwillingness and uncertainty. It helps them see whether they need repentance, encouragement, training, mentoring, rest, prayer, or a smaller first step. What should we avoid? Do not label the person as lazy too quickly. Do not tell them they must become the hero of the family line. Do not pressure them to perform courage for others. Do not confuse calling with ambition. Do not treat confidence as proof of readiness. Do not treat fear as proof that God is not calling. And do not promise that starting something new will be easy. Instead, speak with steadiness. You might say, it makes sense that this feels unfamiliar if you never saw it modeled. Let's think about one faithful next step, not the whole future at once. That is wise ministry. Christ-centered encouragement does not flatter people. It gives them courage with truth, support, and boundaries. A missing model may explain why someone feels uncertain. It does not mean they are incapable. It simply means they may need formation, mentoring, and practice. In ministry genogram conversations, we help people see not only what shaped their fear, but also what Christ may be forming in their courage.